I'll tell you, our neighborhood, where I grew up in, until I was about 6, 7 years old, was out on Wall Street. Now that's out in the eastern section of Chattanooga. And of course, at that time, my father worked at the Southern Saddlery down there. And
what's that?
That's where they made saddles and bridles and harness and such as that.
Is that still there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Still going on. And we lived out there on Long Street. And of course, all of us children had got that playing back in them days, you know, just mostly gravel roads and such places as that. And the first four engine I ever seen was pulled by horses. Mm-hmm. There were two big white horses for us.
Boy.
And believe it or not, I seen one horse-drawn funeral procession. That's the old funeral coach was horse-drawn, and the family coach was horse-drawn, and the driver stood way up on the outside, up on the top line.
Oh,
I just barely can't remember it, but I got a good picture of it, and it was probably, I'm not calling them, they might think we're plugging up for dinner or something. But it was exciting. I'll tell you though, you probably would love to have some of my coming up in my childhood days experiences that I've had.
I'd love to hear that.
Well, in 1917, we had a flood in Chattanooga. Mm-hmm. And it covered up, there was a two-story house below where we lived, down there in the flats, down there below where we lived. And you couldn't see the chimney on the top of it. It covered it completely up, the water did. And they were stock of various kinds up in the water, and they'd go get them in boats and pull them in, spray them out, you know. And so one of the most outstanding things that stands out in my mind is a little cradle that they pulled out of the water. It was still out there floating around. And there was a little baby in that cradle, more or less a baby bed.
Mm-hmm.
And had a little mattress and everything in it. And this mattress hadn't got soaked enough to pull it down. It was still floating out there, and they went out there and got it. And the little baby was there with all, it was all smiles when they got it out there and sat out there, and we could see it watering out down the road out of that little baby bed. And sat down there, and the water had run out the road. Of course, back in them days, you know, we didn't know what it was, where she was only in one. And when mother died in 1918, then grandfather took us up in the White Oak Mountain. Up in there in what we used to call White Oak and Buck Mountain community up in there. And we had helped him. Now when I was 10 years old, I was working up in White Oak Mountain, helping my dad cut tall ties and acid cameras up with my grandfather. He and a brother, let's see, brother younger than I am, was at one end of the saw hammer, him at the other.
What kind of trees did you use?
Chestnut trees.
But they're all gone now.
They're all gone. They're all died out, and I think that he used cross ties out of white oak and red oak and such as that, something like that. And probably if he found good firm chestnut, he would put it in, hew them out. And at that time, that was about their only means of support. Source of getting cross ties is old woodland like that. So we just had a good time. Of course, Granddad, he figured he couldn't keep us, and of course, all the time we was working, making our way, picking cotton and everything.
Well, what did you do with most of these chestnuts? I mean, this chestnut trees.
He'd take the bark,